Hello, you're listening to the Anfield Wrap, and this is Wild Cards, where you vote on what we spend our time talking about. And I feel a bit like I'm still finding my feet with this. It's been a long time, and I'm back in the saddle, but I kind of have to remind myself of the format every time. So I'll do that again for you, just so that we're all on the same page. Basically, a list of topics go out on X, formerly known as Twitter, and we let you vote on what you want us to chat about. We'll do that for the best part of an hour. But if there's anything that has won in the public vote that we frankly think is boring, that we don't know anything about, or that we just don't really want to chat about, everyone in this room can use a wild card and talk about something else that didn't win in the public vote. With wild cards in their pockets today, I've got Neil Atkinson, I've got Pete Bolster, and I've got Josh Sexton, and my name's Amelia Bonner. We'll start with current LFC. Your options were Hugo Ekitike, Harvey Elliott, or the ESAC alternative plan. Josh, I appreciate this isn't talking about the alternative plan. It's probably doing the exact opposite of what this was intended to prompt as a discussion. But God, his post was interesting, wasn't it? I've read it a lot. It's like when Molly May and Tommy Fury broke up, and I read the wording of it over and over and over again, raising my daughter. The phrasing of it, very deliberate. He's obviously done it because he feels pushed to a point where he wants to have some control over a narrative that I guess he feels has been taken out of his control. But God, didn't it give me a lot to stew over?
I have to confess, one of my toxic traits is enjoying influencers' breakup videos and posts and stuff. I just find them like to be really like interesting things. And obviously, like people build these like parasocial relationships with these people, don't they? And I think the honest truth is like we've probably built that a little bit with Isak over the summer because he's felt like he's destined to be our player so much. And I almost found myself coming away from that feeling a little bit sorry for him because the narrative has been so against him all summer. It's been a thing that, you know, particularly Alan Shearer, to be honest, has really pushed in the mainstream media and every sort of platform that Alan Shearer can get himself on. There's been others. I think there was a Gabby Logan video that went around, wasn't there, where she was pleading with him to stay, and everybody's had their say on his antics and probably not asked him enough what has happened behind the scenes. And it seems there is another side to that now. I'm struggling to not find it all a little tedious at this point. Like, I've sort of presumed the whole time that there is an undertone of Newcastle probably haven't dealt with this overly well. Isak's statement has made me now realise that that is almost certainly the case, and that Newcastle are still not dealing with this very well. But it doesn't really change the fact that Newcastle have just not signed a replacement for him. And I think until they do, then we're probably not signing Isak. And if they don't, then we're not signing Isak. And I think it's been really apparent in the last few days that, you know, Chiesa gets his goal, and now that all the rumours are that he's going to stay, there's some sort of like just inklings today that Harvey Elliott is probably going to be kept around the Liverpool's preferences to keep him as well. And I think that's Liverpool just sort of holding stock on their forwards a little bit because there may not be much more activity now. I